Thank you. Norway can support Chapter 2 as it stands now, which is a significant improvement over previous versions. And we also believe that moving Paragraph 2.4 from Chapter 1 to Chapter 2 was sensible. We've noted the US's argument that different states might have different obligations and that we should avoid reflecting legal obligations in Chapter 2 that do not apply to all in order to avoid creating a hurdle for those states to then endorse the declaration. As we see it, the legal requirements reflected in Chapter 2 as it currently stands are generally applicable to all states. That being said, as we mentioned yesterday, we generally find that mere restatements of well-known legal obligations has limited added value. So a solution could be to shorten Chapter 2 significantly and only reaffirm or recall the legal obligations that we have under IHL in more general terms. But as I said, we think the current draft is good and can be kept as it is. Regarding the French-German proposal to expand the list of issues under paragraph 2.4, we have no problem with condemning violations of IHL. We nevertheless question the value of including many such condemnations of IHL violations in abstract terms, and that goes again back to the issue of focus. It would add to a text that is already very long. It states the obvious, and it takes the focus away from the core of what this political declaration is about, namely how we can work to improve the protection of civilians in the particular case of a weeper. And condemning obvious IHL violations in the abstract does not contribute so much to that. And that brings me to our last point at this stage. Yesterday, we heard calls to include the word indiscriminate before all instances of a weeper in the text, which is something that we firmly oppose. It would give the factually incorrect impression that only indiscriminate use of a weeper causes civilian harm. Also, as Chile and Mexico and others have pointed out, indiscriminate attacks are illegal per se. We don't need to underscore that. If we start going down that route, we would have to add or disproportionate or lacking precautions or. And the point is that a weeper with wide area effects is a cause of great humanitarian harm, and we should do our utmost to protect civilians from this. Qualifying a weeper with cuts and pastes from IHL is neither necessary nor helpful, in our opinion. Thank you.